for you.
Flavor since 1949.
Good evening. My name is Joe, and you're listening to Garage Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great night, and well, hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, which that goes into tonight's theme. We'll be playing songs, music in the realm of our national holiday. Memorial Day. So stick around, got a lot of great tracks lined up. Coming up, I have a live performance from the man himself, Hendrix Be Thy Name, so stick around for that. But it wouldn't be Memorial Day weekend if I didn't have my Creedence tapes. Off of Cosmo Factory, here's Run Through the Jungle. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Summer.
We have to dedicate this one to such a draggy scene that's going on. All the soldiers that are fighting in Chicago and Milwaukee and New York. Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam. I had to do a thing called Machine Gun.
Performance at the Fillmore East Theater on New Year's Eve, 1969. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've been having a great Memorial Day weekend. I have a lot of great music in store for you tonight, so make sure you stay tuned. Coming up, I have the artist T-Pain. A little while ago, he came out with a new album where he covers a lot of classic 70s songs, and we'll be taking a listen to him. Also have a very, very classic track from the Andrew Sisters to come. But up next, here's The Clash with Charlie Don't Surf. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Bowser took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Choking me, release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your
Cover of Black Sabbath's War Pigs, which just really jazzy, funky version of that song. Just wanted to throw it on tonight. You're listening to Garage Radio, and this is the Memorial Day special. Hope you're having a great weekend and a great night. Mary Clayton on the way with a soulful rendition of a classic Rolling Stone song, so make sure you stick around for that. But up next, keeping in the theme of Memorial Day weekend here, I've been playing a lot of classic rock music and all sort of in the range and theme, if you will, of the Vietnam War era, which there was a lot of music from that time about that conflict. But I find it's very rare that we find music today that's about the more recent conflicts in our nation's history. So I wanted to play this track here. It's a group by the name of Blow Up Hollywood with their song WMD. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Did really poor in high school, it wasn't my thing. I wanted to leave the small town, but I had no money. I visit my Uncle Sam, and he told me he had a plan. I could see the world for free. I never knew the desert could be so high. Heavy equipment, it must cost a lot. Well, they issued me my gun, and they told me to kill someone, but he hasn't done a thing.
Clayton there, the backup singer to the Rolling Stones on their original take of Give Me Shelter. That was her version of the song with her singing the lead. Real soulful, soulful track. Hey, you've been listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for tuning in. I got a lot of great music on the way, so make sure you stay tuned right after these brief messages. Thanks for listening, Garage Radio.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog with an important message. Before you think about buying counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Welcome back to the garage. My name is Joe. Hope you're having a great Memorial Day night, Memorial Day weekend here, playing music sort of in the theme of our national holiday, which coming up next, I have a classic 60s track, The Temptations, with their song, The Psychedelic Shack. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Oh,
Garage Radio, my name's Joe. Thanks for tuning in to our Memorial Day special. Hope you've been having a great night. We'll be wrapping up the show here pretty soon, but I got a couple tracks on the way. While I don't think there's a song more fitting for Memorial Day, here's Metallica and Justice for All with their song, One. Keep it tuned in here. Metallica there with their song One. A somber reminder of the sacrifices made and the meaning of the holiday. This has been Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've had a great Memorial Day weekend and a great start to your week. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next time. This has been Garage Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America with the singing of America the Beautiful, please welcome the man and his soul, Mr. Ray Charles.
out. Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a